The Lost Radio is a former WALF 89.7 FM college program by Lucas Wilson, David Halstead, Barron Spadaro, and Chris Henretti. Enjoy.
So love, you see, once I escaped the Clydesdale prostitution ring on Fresno, I ended up here, and once I stole Jim Henson's skull, they proclaimed me the leader. This is Alfred Radio, and now I am Ziggy Stardust, the Goblin King, and you are under my control.
Hey, guys.
Something's wrong with the captain. Snap out of it, man!
Why did you smack me, man? I thought we had something special.
If you keep talking like that, I'm going to have to smack you again.
Why would you want to do that, man?
Because the abuse is funny.
It is, kind of. But I'm a pacifist.
So, where are we, guys?
You're in my labyrinth, love. And you are stuck here for eternity to amuse me.
Hey, Ziggy, how's it going, dude?
Oh, it's been all right. It's got ups and downs, love.
You remember that time that
No, I'm a different person, and you are under my control.
I am?
Fear me, but love me.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on. This is my planet now. These are my people. Admittedly, they're sewn together out of felt, but they're still wonderful people. They're Muppets.
Why are we in water?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
That's weird. Well, we find out the spaghetti floats.
Well, you know, it's bound to happen.
So, okay, I see Law. Shut up! I see Ned. And I see Gus. Which means the Irishman must have died by now, right?
Yeah, no.
Oh, god damn!
Oh, shoot!
Oh, what did we hit? I was patching a hole on the outside and we started going into entry again!
You hit Atmo on the outside of the ship? How the heck are you still alive?
I can do amazing things now! Wait a minute!
Quickly, pour a bottle of whiskey in this man! He's danger to every one of us!
I got rid of them all. I've done crazier things.
I thought you would.
Yes.
You're not surprised. You're the one that went. It's out of space.
It is
Anything
out of space,
is possible.
Love. But, you gotta understand.
Bad
things start to happen.
I might actually fix something.
I fixed
He'll
the
take
engine.
Control.
No one takes control while I'm in control. I'm Gustavo.
Wait, think about this for a second. Why the hell would I challenge him?
Fair enough.
Anyway, where's that crazy big bee you killed earlier? Where's Walter? I need to find that bee.
He's dead. We killed the Taft bee.
Gotta have to keep parts of him somewhere. I mean, think about who we are.
I don't know. Well, I'm guessing. Wait, no. Didn't we jettison, like, the Taco Bell or something?
I don't know. I was passed out for the entirety of whatever the heck happened.
The Taco Bell had to be jettisoned.
Did you keep a part of it?
I got a gordita.
Did you keep the taco part?
Did you get any of the honey?
Got some dead bee corpses. There may be some honey lodged in a ventilation shaft somewhere.
Good, I need to find it. I ran out of duct tape.
Oh, that might work, man. You never
know. You're taping ducts together?
Yes, I'm taking ducts, I'm taping them together, and I've been making your pillows out of them.
Oh, that's why I have so much down.
Right, well...
Once upon a time, there was a sea critter, and I hung out with him 20 times a day because we were good pals. We were in San Francisco together, and I discovered that I'm a whale, and we had lots in common to discuss. Oh, we loved
well,
it.
Well, you know, you may be going home in half a second. I think this labyrinth is beginning to flood.
Oh, crap, I just fixed all the holes on this thing.
Oh, the Muppets are drowning.
Oh, my goblins, love. No!
Aren't they made of felt? Can't they float? You're telling me felt doesn't float?
They're made of fabric, man.
They're starting to just sink.
I can use them to patch the holes.
Not my Muppets.
Sorry, Kermit. Well, use the head to fix that hole. We'll use the rest of it for something else later. I don't know yet.
You're a violent man. You're a violent, violent man.
None of us are safe with him like this.
Were you safe with
Lore?
Me before?
Lore, come here a minute.
Yes?
This could be dangerous. Do you have a backup plan?
I'm standing right here.
You know what? On my back. Guys, on my back is a plan. Because I back it up.
Okay, let's look at your back. Oh, look, there's...
Oh, that's kind of disgusting, man.
Weird.
Jesus Christ.
I had it tattooed on Venus.
There's something on his back, and I... Do you know what this says?
I don't know. I told him to make a brilliant plan.
It says knock twice for a good time.
And I paid him $200 million to do it.
Knock twice for a good time? You know what? That's kind of tempting. Love, We're going to drown soon, so you better do something quick.
Oh, I got Kermit's head here. Running stop.
Well, that's good. I was afraid that I was going to have to knock on his back and actually try something that desperate.
That's just the flooding inside the ship, man. It's still flooding outside.
Yeah, so the ship's safe.
Oh, am I truly safe?
Get as many Muppets as he can on board.
We'll build a raft out of them.
The fabric will sink after a while. I'm just using it to clog a hole.
Oh,
I know what we can do. I need to get to your lab, Lore.
Yes, okay. Does anyone remember the safety code on the airlock?
Type in numeric digits. I am dead.
All right, I'm going to plug up this hole with plastic explosives.
Walter?
What? It works. It's like putty, man.
Yeah, except for the explosive
part. Yeah, but if
part.
You induce a charge, man, we
well,
lose
the spaghetti.
We're not
going to do that, are we?
Well, you don't know if maybe one of these, I don't know.
Okay, but more
Muppets are some sort of crazy electric Muppet.
More importantly, where did you put the detonators from the plastic explosive?
They're in my van.
Okay, we're good there.
Well, doesn't... Oh.
There is a problem. One of those Muppets, do you remember that crazy, like, terrorist Muppet that used to blow up things from, Oh my god! No! No! Get on the ship right now! That one's a renegade! He's out to eat me!
Corkies!
He's out to eat me!
Corkies!
Get out of here right now! Close the airlock!
Alright, Lord, if we take all the spare body bags, seal them up and inflate them, they can act as life preservers and we can float the ship back up.
Yeah, but you don't understand. They're not airtight.
That's what the honey's for!
The honey? Okay, maybe. But where are we getting the extra air? We already need some kind of buoyancy.
Oh, this honey tastes delicious!
No, God!
Don't eat it! You don't know what properties it has!
Why aren't you testing that?
Pretty good, man. You know
what I'm saying?
Why is the gabbit still here?
What the hell is that?
It's a gabbit. It's a goat rabbit.
Now what you do is you take the Muppets and you stick them in the honey and you roast them over a split, you know? You know, turn them over a fire.
Put that fire out! You're
getting real crunchy and everything.
Put the
fire
out! You're killing all the oxygen!
My minions are not your snack food, love!
You know what?
Why not?
I met a bag of snag food once, and he was like 60 years old, and I was like, man, I was hungry, and I had to eat him, but it was a moral dilemma because we made friends, and this bag of peanuts, oh, and then I was like, oh, I forget, I hate peanuts, so you can live.
Well, these Muppets are good for all kinds of things. I just mated with that pig one over there.
These, what? Piggy! Anyways, these are hand-stitched, love. You can't replace these.
Damn, she gets around.
I'm not really surprised, to tell you the truth. But anyways, stop eating the honey!
Well, what do we have that could be possibly used as a replacement for the honey now?
I'm sorry, I can't think of a darn thing.
Your souls!
No, our souls are not allowed to be used as a sap.
Ziggy, you're the ruler of a planet now. You got any resources on hand?
I can't leave the ship. There's a Cookie Monster out there, and he's hell-bent to eat me. Him and Chef Swede on Rizzo the Rat for some reason all want to eat my flesh.
Well, some of those I can understand, but the rat, really?
Hey, that rat's into very weird things. You'd never know.
Well?
Rats will eat about anything.
I eat a rat
once. Wait a second. I got an air compressor back in the engine room. Wait a minute. Oh, crap. The engine room's gone.
Okay.
Oh, I just put in that upgrade.
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, is there anything you can use? You know?
Probably a popsicle stick.
I mean, it was cool, Lemmy.
If you can always dig down to the second or third layer of trash down in Ned's room, I bet you some of that sticky is all hell.
Oh yeah, there's some real good stuff right down there.
How much of it did you eat?
Oh, good 2/3.
Well,
there's
you got
so
down
far.
2/3, so we can get the stuff right out of there. Hey, Ned, we need to borrow some of your stuff.
What's going on, guys?
We got a problem. We need to float the ship out of the labyrinth and back up to the surface. So to do that, we need to fill the body bags with air, but to seal the bags because they're not airtight, we need something sticky.
Why
so essentially anything in your room.
Body bags.
So
was
what's
NASA
going on,
expecting
guys?
Us to all die?
Well, I'm back, and for some reason there's a giant blue Muppet out there trying to eat me.
Ziggy.
Love, it's been too long. You got some grass?
No, I'm all out, man.
Weren't you guys talking like just 10 minutes ago to each other?
That's besides the point. Anything's possible.
Who are you?
Damn, you're stoned.
He's got stoned and you didn't even share any with me?
It was my last stuff, man.
You're not my friend anymore.
I didn't even know you were back.
You're not my friend anymore.
Ziggy, we'll find something when we go into the room. Just help me grab some of the stuff.
Okay. Now keep those two busy for a while.
I'll keep them busy for a while.
Right. No, you're not allowed to kill them.
All right. Couldn't kill me if you tried.
Now, how much of this honey do you really need?
I need it all.
Well, I guess we need to seal up these bags. But besides that, I don't know.
How is honey supposed to seal the bag up?
It's sticky, and it'll harden into a nice hard sap, and it's kind of like glue.
I don't know why you're trying to use all that honey when you got this just wax everywhere.
You know? Got a good point.
We're back. We got some of the stuff, but,
I'm going back to eating this honey here.
We might have lost some... Today might have lost some people along the way.
Can we use this wax that's, like, built in because of the bees?
What, like the honeycomb system that's just kind of like...
Yeah.
Tastes like sugar. Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, we'll put the body bags together with that.
Why do bees make so much delicious stuff?
I don't know, why'd you kill them all?
I didn't kill them
all.
Bees
themselves are pretty good, you know? Take a nice bite out of one of them.
I think it's more
of a... Is there anything you don't eat?
Lead.
You know, from the way you're talking, I doubt that.
Hey, eat this graphite pencil.
Yeah, I'm not partial to graphite, but...
I tricked you, it's a lead pencil.
You're gonna feel the pain now. What, you want some of this? You want some of this?
You're on fire.
Oh, bring it on. Fire don't bother me, I'm a gabbit.
You're up all the spaghetti.
I ate my way out.
Well, getting back to business...
That's a new one.
Let them fight it out. Laura, you get the bags together.
Aye, aye.
All right, what else? What's on my to-do list here?
Yo.
Hey, Ziggy, you want to mop up
D7? Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Yo, yo, man.
I'm going to get stuck in there if I go in.
You!
No.
Oh, no, don't have me!
Walter, we're using him. He's slave labor at the moment.
Aw, we gotta put up with this guy again.
He's the ruler
of the
entire
planet.
He's got
an army of minions.
You can even use... contact juggling.
Really, contact juggling? Oh, wow, you really can do that.
Got these nice glass balls and everything.
That's not your hand.
Wow, you're making it seem like the ball's staying in the same spot.
You don't know that. You don't know that it's not my hands.
Anyway, chop chop, work, clean room.
Candy hand.
Okay, Walter, you're on guard duty, I guess.
All right, man.
Guard duty for
what?
There's apparently this blue thing running around on the outside. If it gets in, kill it.
All right, why don't we just go out and kill it?
Well, you know, it's screaming for cookies.
We're
why don't you give it a
we're
cookie?
Sinking.
We're sinking.
Yeah, we're sinking.
Wow. New lows.
Yeah, and if we don't get back up, once we reach crush depth, we're all dead.
That's bad. Get to work on that. You're the engineer. Fix this place.
What do you think I've been doing? I've been dismembering Muppets and sticking them in holes everywhere.
Ew.
I think some of them are still alive.
Hey. You ain't getting away from me now.
Help me!
What? Why do I have two giant gaping holes in my stomach?
That's these gabbit horns.
Why did you... What happened?
You messed with the master.
I didn't do anything. I was minding my own business.
Hey, I'm not about to turn down a challenge.
What challenge?
Yeah,
I didn't challenge you anything.
He has a split personality or two.
That justifies something?
Kinda. I mean, he's kinda gets possessed by Satan every once in a while. What are you gonna do about the guy?
Well, my Aunt Bertha used to get possessed by Satan. Her head spun around 360 degrees and... She vomited pea soup all over.
Yeah, what did you do about it?
Well, what did anybody do? We threw a kegger.
Okay, so the next time he gets possessed by Satan, we're gonna have to bring out a keg.
I got rid of all the liquor.
Don't worry, I got my own.
Do. Ah!
Ow.
So disgusting.
Oh, just cookie everywhere, man. They're just tearing each other apart. Oh, cookies! Cookies!
His guts are made of cookie dough.
It's just so grotesque.
It's all he eats. Man, you used to see some vegetables once in a while.
How come he isn't under your control?
Well, you see, what happened was I was eating dinner with him and we had dessert and... You know, we were having cookies, and I said, you are what you eat, and he saw me eating the cookie, and, well, he took it a little too literally.
Oh, not that, too bright of a dude, huh?
Hey,
no,
the gabbit thing chased him off. Walter, where were you? You're supposed to stop him.
Since when?
Since you said you'd be the guard.
I was guarding that spot. You didn't say anything about this spot.
Ever since we bought that volcano, guys.
He has set up the right parameters. Make things clear, man.
Okay, you're on assassination duty. You see the blue thing again, you kill it.
I see. I gotta stalk this thing, huh?
Yeah, essentially.
I found this Muppet. It was ripped in half, and on the inside it said WALF, Alfred Radio, 89.7 FM. Wonder why it says that.
What is up with this? Why do we keep coming across this tag?
Maybe we're in some kind of person's made-up reality, and they're using us for entertainment value, and we don't know it.
Remember when I found it on that tuna?
Yeah, that was weird.
More plausibility to my theory. I must work it out!
Last thing we need.
I have a theory. I had a theory once that if I stuck my toe in a well, that I would be the most luckiest toad fella person in the world. Because you can make wishes in wells. And when you make a wish, you grant it. And so my toe granted the wishes of an entire village. Until I was the most loved man in the universe. It was something I just couldn't understand until I realized that my toe was leaking carbon dioxide and everyone died. It was something I just couldn't deal with, and then I decided to name myself Anti-Gustavo, and then I thought that was stupid. I'm Gustavo! And ever since I've carried a wallet in my left pocket.
What?
Wow. That explains a lot. You've killed people before.
What?
Haven't we all? Haven't we all?
Think about what he just said.
Oh, hey, Irishman, check it out. I stole some predator gear. Look at this thing.
Hey, take that off your shoulder. That'll just aim at anyone if you're not paying attention.
That was kind of awesome. That was kind of awesome, but no. But for real, you gotta be careful with that thing. If you put any more holes in the ship, we're gonna die.
Real man,
dude. Right. Dude, do you have claws?
Yeah, you push this button right here, and they just snap right out.
This button. Oh, it's stuck in my arm.
Frankenturn.
Hey, can you rip that out?
Where did you come from, Frankenturn?
I don't know. I have the heart of a Wookiee.
All right. Crazy interns. They never know what they're doing.
Can I get you some coffee?
Give me some coffee!
I'll get some coffee!
I want coffee! I'm from Costa Rica!
Okay!
Can you bring me a jelly donut, but in liquid form?
Yeah, sure!
And I want the Manhattan blend!
And then make sure it's a solid.
This is Manhattan blend? Yeah, I'll get the Manhattan blend!
I want a Krispy Kreme burger. I want Dai Yun.
Give him the Luther, he'll love it! Alright, I mean, I ate two of those or three of those in college, and I swear, I was in cardiac arrest for 3 years, but I'll do it if you want it.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wolf, who the heck was that, and why did he look like Frankenstein?
Oh, that's the Frankenturn.
Oh.
He was originally the dude working behind the counter at the Taco Bell we didn't know we had.
Hell, I've been there a few times.
And long story short, he died or was killed. I don't remember how it happened. And Laura decided to turn him into a pet project, and I used him as the jump starter to my engine.
Did he say he had the heart of a Wookiee?
Long story short, there was a Wookiee that they're making the Taco Bells out of.
Yeah, but the important thing is there's this button on his back. Do not push it.
Really?
Do not. Actually, maybe you should, just to see for yourself.
You know, I'll take your word at it. I don't trust you.
Well, we can always make a second Frankenturn out of him. I mean, yeah, sure, don't push the button.
I thought so.
Where's my shoe?
I don't know!
You take my shoe!
Put me down! It hurts!
You took my shoe.
I did take your shoe.
Where is it?
You're wearing both of them.
You're wearing them.
Oh, alright. Sorry, man.
No, he did take your shoe. Continue beating him.
Dirty rotten.
Stop it, guys. I'm making an executive decision. And no more beatings on this ship.
That's funny.
I don't even hit people anymore.
Fired.
It's still hilarious.
You can be fired?
I'm the captain. I can demote you to janitor or something.
No, demote Ned to janitor. He's already qualified for that position.
Hey!
But you do a very nice job.
Nah, he's a fine, good navigator.
We get lost half the time.
I know, I just said that, but you did a very fine job.
I blame that on outer space, because we just don't know it. Just don't know it.
Well, speaking of space, we're not in it, and we're running out of it.
It's like infinite.
Seriously, we're like...
How can you map
we're
infinite?
Knee-deep in water. Anyone else notice that?
Anything's
what?
Possible.
I thought you fixed the problem.
No, I said we've been sinking the entire time. I'm still working on the solution.
It's okay. I got
what if we're underwater and we don't know it yet?
Oh,
Oh my god, I swear no one here understands what I'm saying.
It'll be like the end of that movie, Pandorum.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
I never saw that movie, and now you've just completely ruined it for me.
Oh. Walter, you can beat me again. I'm not gonna feel a thing.
Did you just seriously reference Waterworld, dude?
No.
No, Pandorum.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Neither did I. Anyway, Lord, did you finish putting the bags together? If they're not done, we're all dead anyway.
Yeah, they're together. You just gotta pump them with air.
Oh, yeah? Well...
how are we gonna do that?
I create air with my fists.
Maybe if you weren't Gustavo.
Demon dude, come here.
What?
We need some hot air in these. Just breathe into them.
What am I supposed to do about it?
Breathe into them, you know?
Since when did
Fire breath.
I don't have fire breath.
What do you mean, don't have fire breath? You're a demon. You have to have fire breath.
No, he just lights us on fire with
his
brain.
Because I'm possessing this guy. I can do things with my mind, though.
All right.
Can you make the ship go back up to the surface?
All right, here's a Muppet. Set on fire.
No, you're a demon.
My point exactly.
Yeah, you can do demon things. Demons can make things rise. Look at that girl in the...
chair or something.
What movie was the girl? The Possession of Emily Rose or whatnot. You made her fly?
It's a person, not a 200 million metric ton ship.
It's all in your head. Just make it lift.
I'm not a Jedi.
Science is an illusion.
Okay, love. Stand back. Oh, God, do this.
Oh, you've been smoking too much of that dope.
I'm gonna do the... You don't know what I'm possible of. After contact, juggling, lifting a ship from the bottomless depths of the universe. That's easy.
Wow, that actually did work. That's kind of funny.
But what are you doing?
I'm raising the ship back to the surface.
But how?
Love.
What are you doing? You're just...
I'm raising it with my mind.
Or the pentagram on his left hand.
It's not a pentagram. It's a hologram, love. You gotta get with the times, you know? Anyways, it's raised back to the surface because, I don't know, I gained this power after contact juggling. You can do a lot of things. Anything's possible. This is outer space.
Oh, now that we're
not in
the
outer
body
space. We're on a planet.
Where are the holes?
We're not? Don't tell that to me. If you tell that to me, I realize it. It may sink to the bottom of the ocean.
No, we're not gonna do that. I fixed the problem.
You know, I get the feeling that we're probably still underwater.
Nope, fresh air!
We're good.
Alright, cool. Well, can you put us on land or something?
No. I'm not a
cookie!
Oh god!
I'm not a Jedi!
Cookie!
We just killed that thing already. There's more than one?
You can't kill it. It'll just keep coming over and over and over again.
There's another one.
Cookie Umjaba.
Oh my god, it's giving birth to them!
It's Jabba the Hutt giving birth to cookie monsters?
Where's the gamut?
I don't know.
Man, I've just been hitting these things one right after the other, but they just keep on coming.
Why don't you eat them?
Dude, that's a lot there to eat.
Well, eat the big one.
Well, you ate, you were like all like, nom nom nom, honey, nom nom nom.
Okay, I'm back.
Man.
Who ordered the coffee? Who wanted the Manhattan blend?
Oh, that was for me.
Give me my coffee.
And who wanted the Luther?
No.
Where's...
No, I can't eat that.
What? Where's my jelly donut that was liquefied
what they
and
in
turned
the
back
army.
Into a jelly donut?
Just watch Walter.
Dude, where's
sure...
my liquid jelly donut?
I got
donut.
An idea.
Here's your Shoot! I knew I forgot something.
Yo, Frankenturner, come here. Look at the big ugly thing.
Yeah?
Destroy!
That's very disturbing. Yeah, you should see him when he's actually sober. I have the heart of a Wookiee.
I think your knees exploded, man.
Yeah, we're all aware about the Wookiee heart.
Oh. Alright, put him in the lab. We'll replace him with something else.
We should probably get him quick. The seagulls are coming. Wait, they're seagulls.
Seagulls.
What are seagulls
doing? Oh my god! No! They're Steven seagulls!
Oh,
run!
Oh my god!
Get in the ship!
Oh my god! That one just swooped down and snapped a Cookie Monster's neck!
Oh my god! We gotta get out of here! Alright, we lost the engine! We're stuck here!
What are we gonna do? I know what we're gonna do! Oh no! Don't look at me that way. I know what happens when you look at me that way. Sean, we're shoving him in the engine again.
We don't have an engine.
Why not?
Because when we came in, it got torn off.
Well, that sucks.
We're stuck here. I've been trying to get that across for the past, like, 20 seconds.
We're playing lacrosse?
I like lacrosse.
We're gonna have to figure this out for now. We gotta work here, people.
I don't know. Somebody hold off those seagulls.
I could use a drink. I need more coffee.
I got him.
I can't move, man. I have no knee.
I felt my arteries harden.
Babies and listen.
He felt it so painful.
The giant stone eater and how the earth was ravaged. And during the years of the great stone shortage,
oh my God, he found a book!
The price of diesel oil and yellow painted signs zigzagged in black lines, and another tree dies of shame.
I think all three of his personalities took turns reading that.
You know, that was really, really stupid.
What?
Never mind.
Four! Oh, I hit something middle.
Mm. We're near land. Let's stay away from it.
What metal thing
yeah,
is here?
Yeah, I don't trust land anymore.
I want land. Land makes me feel landy.
Dude, I have the soul of a pirate.
Huh?
I thought you had the heart of a Wookiee.
You can have both. The heart and the soul are different.
Well, you know,
I am a pirate. You know, let's sail forward.
You know, Chewbacca and Han were basically pirates in Star Wars.
Yes, but to be specific, their occupation was smuggler. I'm just pointing out a fact.
Well, you know,
that's a form of piracy.
Laura, you're in pain. What is it this time?
Just a conversation. Let's just... What are we doing?
I hit the no button.
I'm practicing my drive here.
Why?
Just kind of chilling, man. Kicking back on the ocean.
You know what I could go for?
Hey, look, there's a dead seagull. $10 if I can hit it with a golf ball.
You're on.
A dead seagull? You mean a Steven Seagull?
Oop, no, I hit the gabbit.
Wait, how did he get out there?
I'm afraid that doesn't count. What? You owe me $10.
No,
is
I
he
still
riding
hit something.
One of them?
But it wasn't a seagull.
I'm back.
Well, I ain't paying you because, let's face it,
why'd you
go
and hit
money.
Me upside the head with a golf ball?
Well, I was aiming for the seagull, and you kind of tried to eat it. Wait, so it does count. He was eating the corpse.
No. You said you would hit the seagull. You owe me $10.
Damn it, open your mouth.
Pay up, Irishman.
Wow, you're getting violent. I thought you were a pacifist.
Well, you know, with that time when you launched him into space, it, you know, things get bigger.
I launched him into space? Where
Sorry.
Did I do that?
Flashback when I used to beat people for drug money, but anyways.
Back in the days when he was a janitor.
In any case,
there's not a single Jedi here.
It's a janitor, man.
Oh, Freudian something.
Slip? Freudian slip.
What?
Freud.
We called up the Stoner's Dip.
Wait a minute, there's a dead Freud. How'd that get there?
Hey!
The gap is going back in after him!
Dude, he's eating Freud.
Actually, on second thought, that doesn't seem too healthy. I'm just gonna let that one sick away.
I was gonna say, that seems kinda psychosexual.
I gotta ask a question here. How much of our food supplies have you eaten, and what are we gonna do when they run out?
Cranberry?
Sure.
Well, I've eaten more honey, and I ate that pig man.
Pig man?
There's a pig man. In here, and I ate him.
Was he screaming something about pork?
Well, no, but he was a cultist.
Well, you know what happens when you get a cultist? You kind of, like, rub its belly. I don't remember him.
I do.
Oh, wait, no, I do remember
him.
Yeah, that's right. It was the guy that was worshiping us. Okay.
I ate the Taft Bee.
You ate the Taft... No, it was Roosevelt that defeated the Taft Bee.
He defeated it, but I ate it.
Wait, you ran into Theodore Roosevelt?
Well, Walter Sora got possessed by him. He's apparently a blood ancestor.
Well, that does explain the Predator gear.
And there was a bee that seemed to be to embody the spirit of William Howard Taft. And you know how they're like rivals.
No, I'm Irish.
Well,
come on, man. America rules the earth. You gotta like be up on the
Yeah, I'm gonna go for a swim here in this beautiful water. Yeah, that's real nice.
Heads up for this one!
Stop doing that,
Abe. Sorry, man, I couldn't resist.
Oh, by the way, there's a shotgun to you.
Oh, no!
Somebody eat the gabbit?
Is that even possible?
Nah, it'll probably just kill its way out of the shark's stomach in 5 minutes.
Man, that thing will eat through anything.
That was a scary one.
Ah, good call.
Did you meet anybody inside there?
I met the Jonas Brothers.
Who are they?
I don't know, but I'm glad they're dead.
I'm gonna make a fishing rod here. We might as well since there are all these things in the water.
What? I'm hungry.
Fish?
Yeah. Where is my... No, I want my jelly donut
leg?
Shake. Put that in the freezer.
I feel like there's something missing here.
You know what I haven't
tug
had in a
long... Tug on your line, maybe?
You know, Ned, you know what I want?
No,
I haven't had in a long time.
Man.
You know, remember
what's
the time when we ate Dr. Lore's legs?
Yeah, good time.
Yeah,
man.
Tasted
yeah,
pretty good.
I remember that.
No,
you were
dead. Weren't
there.
I saw it. You don't think the dead can't see stuff from the other side?
Yeah, think about it. All they do is watch people. And he had only us to watch. Oh, that's just kind of wrong.
So
I
did
was
you see?
In my closet.
I mean, did you see clothes. That time when I was? Oh man.
Ned.
What do you know?
Ned, you've been having your camera in your room on live broadcast for about 12 years.
Yeah, what? There's nothing I can expose about you that isn't already up on the internet and being watched by 12-year-old bastards.
Well, I can't explain the Shirley Temple thing. It's just something my mother did to me.
It's all right.
That was kind of entertaining.
You're still allowed to have your makeup kit.
Did somebody say makeup?
No.
Okay.
Gus doesn't know about it. We're going to keep him in the dark.
Hey, Gabbit, while you were
thanks,
down there,
man.
Did you see anything
Are
that could be edible?
Are you kidding me? I'm blackmailing you about this.
Dude, you reeled it all the way
sure.
in. Why do you keep spinning your reel?
Well, Gus could always find out. Do you want him to find out?
Well, if you like, I can pull it back in and recast it if it makes you feel better.
That would be fantastic.
What you using for bait there?
What are the Muppet legs?
I wasn't aware that fish liked felt.
Well, what else is there to use?
Most of these seas are primarily, like, haunted by, giant squid and megalodons. I'm not sure you want to be finished.
Where's part of that Luther?
Oh, no, don't throw the Luther in.
Man, you just polluted the ocean.
Oh, look, stuff's coming up dead. Let's grab it.
No, it just seemed to
That's
be a fish.
That's a good
fish.
Idea.
I'll be.
I shouldn't have thrown the Luther in the water.
No, you shouldn't have. All the dead
oh
fish.
Oh, my God, man.
That's not a normal squid.
It's huge.
It's dinner.
Bigger than the ship. You're trying to try to eat that thing?
Only a part of it.
It's friggin' Dagon. You're not going to eat it. It's an elder guy.
What's a Dagon?
It's kind of like this giant monster fish thing. It's the head priest of Cthulhu's cult.
Oh,
didn't we
more
kill
cultists,
Cthulhu?
Man. I ain't dealing with more cultists.
No, seriously, didn't we kill him a while back? He came out of Ned's leg.
Here, I got an idea. Throw the Playboy at him.
No way!
The seagulls!
Oh my God, they're swarming down on it! They want the Playboy!
It seemed to have disoriented the Dagon.
Wait, they're still floating in the water! Gotta hold on to that. Might come in handy later.
No, throw it! Throw it into its open maw!
I'll throw half of it.
Probably still be effective. Oh, he doesn't like that. Let's kick the ship!
All hands! All hands! You're on your own!
We're the only ones on this ship.
One way to see it is
we're
flying
right,
again.
We got rid of the cultists, didn't we?
Yeah.
We're flying. We're just gonna die!
I'm going to the padded safe room!
Demon dude, hand me your lightsaber!
What?
That didn't work.
Oh, thank God I was in that bunker.
Well, we're still alive, guys.
Anybody hear Oompa Loompas?
Hex.
Oh, man. What now?
See?
Anybody?
See? You try and kill Dagon, and now we have to deal with his followers. This fish
yep.
cult.
Captured by a fish cult.
Anybody want a Luther?
I've been here before.
You've been listening to Lost Radio. Now shut the hell up, get out of your house, and tell people we're still alive.
WALF! Alfred Radio, 89.7 FM.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
You can find more Lost Radio and Psycho Gently Fish productions at psychogentlyfish.com.